Apex Express, Asian Pacific Expression.
Hi, we are the Powerly Girls, host of Apex Express on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. I'm Miko Lee.
And I'm Jelena Keen Lee.
We're a mother-daughter team, sharing with you a few minutes of We Are the Leaders, Asian American Pacific Islanders activists of the past and present. And this is based on the Grace Lee Boggs quote, "We are the leaders we've been waiting for." Take a listen to some rule breakers and change makers working toward liberation for all of us.
Community and cultural coverage.
Music and calendar.
New visions and voices.
Coming to you with an Asian Pacific Islander point of view.
It's time to get on board the Apex Express.
We speak with Helen Zia, journalist, scholar, lawyer, activist, and Asian American civil rights icon.
I would love for the API younger activists today to know that we have such a rich history of activism that goes back to our first days on this continent. They should be proud of that and to know that they're carrying on a very rich and strong legacy forward. When Martin Luther King and the other civil rights activists were crossing the Pettus Bridge, that famous march through Selma, Alabama, they were all wearing lays. I was very sad to see that the movie that just got made about that showed them without the lays. Where did the lays come from? They came from activists in Hawaii who were supporting that march, and many Asian people were also there.
My dad was there.
Wow, that's so wonderful to know that your dad was part of that. And so what we see is, even today with such a wonderful movie to commemorate and embed that moment in all of our psyches, is missing a historical piece. Because any photograph of that time, you see the involvement of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders that were there. So we get erased. I want young activists today to know that, yes, we have been marginalized, erased. I call it MIH, that we are so often missing in history. The only thing that's going to change that is our voices. We have to restore that history. We were there, and it's just that other people don't know that. We've done a lot to affect the lives of every American. That was true for the Vincent Chin case. That was true after 9/11, that, you know, the Me Too movement, women who have survived sexual harassment or sexual assault standing up at a trial, facing their accuser and saying, "This is what that harm did to me." Part of that victim impact statement, momentum for that also came from the Vincent Chin. The fact that we can be born in America and be citizens, that's because of a Chinese American back in the 1800s who took that all the way to the Supreme Court. Brown versus Board of Education, the legal justification for that came from a Chinese American laundry who objected to be taxed as separate. So that was a Supreme Court case too, that then was the underpinnings for Brown versus Board of Education. The great boycott that was initiated by Filipino American farm workers and then involved Cesar Chavez and the Chicano farm workers. That was initiated by Asian Americans. We have so many things that we can be proud of, but are MIH, missing in history. The only people who are going to have to point that out is us, because we've been systematically removed from this history. And that's part of the racism that we have to fight too. Asian American activists can be proud of the things that our forebears have done for us and for the whole country.
You've been a pathmaker, a pioneer in so many ways, from being the labor worker in Detroit and editor of Ms. Magazine and undercover in sweatshops in Chinatown and a pioneer in marriage equality. So much of your life is kind of embedded in this wanting to tell the missing in history, the story that hasn't been told. How do you want our next generation to take that on?
none of us is just one-dimensional. We're not just our race or our sexual orientation or our gender or our ability or any of that. It's that we are human. So we have many dimensions and we're complex beings. So to whatever energy and extent every one of us has to raise our voices and raise our hands, no matter what the issue is, if we can do that and speak from our hearts about our own authentic experiences by raising your hand and speaking and standing up, no matter which arena, you know, of social justice and equality and all of that, no matter what it is, then we make a difference. We show up in all of our complexity. Wherever we do that, it really makes a difference. And that's where organizing comes in too, so that we're not the only ones. You know, the task is to get other people to speak up too. And then we have a movement and the potential for great change.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please check out our website, kpfa.org/program/Apex Express, to find out more about the show and to find out how you can take direct action. We thank all of you listeners out there. Keep resisting, keep organizing, keep creating and sharing your visions with the world. Your voices are important. Apex Express is produced by Miko Lee, Jelena Keenley, and Paige Chung. Thank you so much to the KPFA staff for their support.